This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The crisis in the Crimean Peninsula is a defining moment for Ukraine, possibly for Russia. But what about the European Union? The all-for-one, one-for-all idea that created the EU has become something more fractured in the last 5 years. But is it possible Russia's annexation of Ukraine is what pulls the EU back together? Billionaire investor and billionaire philanthropist George Soros, originally from Hungary, has been thinking about what to do with the EU and given the headlines about what to do with Russia. He has a new book, structured as a series of interviews, called The Tragedy of the European Union, Disintegration or Revival. He spoke to us from Berlin. Mr. Soros, good to talk with you again.
Same here.
Now, once upon a time, European countries tried to put together a grand bargain, maybe give up some sovereignty, but in return for creating a big market in which EU countries would be something close to equal partners. Now, that's not where we've ended up. What went wrong?
Well, it was the euro crisis that transformed this voluntary association of equals into a creditor-debtor relationship. And therefore, the creditors are in charge. And because of this transformation, we have now reached a stage where you're going to have one political crisis after another. No sooner has the book been published, but you now have the crisis in Ukraine.
Europe, which you've thought so deeply about, is trying to come up with a response. I think you have a sense that the West should focus on helping Ukraine rather than what? Punishing Russia?
Yes. Ukraine is determined to reform, but it needs protection. There's a real danger. Putin will go beyond the Crimea. So there needs to be a strong deterrent. Actually, the strongest deterrent is in the hands of the United States because it can release oil from the strategic oil reserves and allow it to be sold in the world market, which would then reduce the price of oil, and that would ruin the Russian economy, which lives on oil.
Let me get this straight. The idea would be that perhaps the U.S. could release some of its oil from the reserves. That would lower the price, and that, you think, would be quite damaging for the Russian economy.
That is correct. And also, by imposing financial sanctions, actually what is happening right now, the Russian economy is very weak because the oligarchs who run the country don't trust it because there's no rule of law, and they send their money abroad. To the extent they need, they bring it back. So the flight is weakening, and it's the inflow that needs to be cut off.
The U.S. presumably plays a role in this. But for Europe, it's your sense that as one of the greatest crises the EU has faced in its existence, it could be a catalyst for bringing often fractious EU countries together?
Yes, but you do need to stand united. That, I think, would not only transform Ukraine, but I think it could also recapture this spirit of solidarity that was supposed to be the foundation of the European Union.
The book is called The Tragedy of the European Union, Disintegration or Revival. George Soros, investor, philanthropist, thank you very much.
Thank you.